From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Egyptian Vice President Omar Suleiman appearing on Egyptian state television tonight to say that President Hosni Mubarak will not put himself forward for the presidency again. Suleiman also accused foreigners of trying to take advantage of the situation in Egypt, the comments drawing the ire of anti-government protesters who remain in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Thousands of demonstrators continue to chant well into the night, calling for Mubarak to leave office immediately. The protests follow violent clashes yesterday and incidents today where armed groups attacked human rights workers and journalists. There's yet another massive demonstration planned there for tomorrow. Europe's leaders are pressing for a much faster political transition in Egypt. NPR's David Green reports from London on the European reaction to President Mubarak's promise he will not stand for re-election in the fall.
A strongly worded statement was released by French President Nicolas Sarkozy's office. It was co-signed by British Prime Minister David Cameron, as well as the leaders of Germany, Spain, and Italy. The leaders said they condemn anyone who's encouraging violence, and they said attacks on journalists are unacceptable. The leaders added that a rapid and orderly transition towards a broadly representative government must start now. Since the mass protest in Egypt began, European leaders as well as the White House have carefully crafted their messages as events have unfolded. Mubarak has long been a strategic ally for Western governments in the Arab world, but Western leaders have been talking more and more about a future without him. President Obama, for his part, said at a prayer breakfast in Washington this morning that he's praying that a better day will dawn over Egypt. David Green, NPR News, London.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke is out with a more optimistic outlook for the year ahead. Bernanke is saying today he believes the economy will grow at a faster pace, though he says even the stronger recovery will only make a slight dent in the still high national unemployment rate. Speaking at the National Press Club, the Fed chairman said it may be years before the nation's 9.4% unemployment rate returns to more normal levels. New applications for jobless benefits did fall sharply last week, though. The government says claims tumbled by 42,000. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on the latest sign of some gradual improvement in the labor market.
The Labor Department says the number of people seeking jobless benefits last week dropped to a seasonally adjusted 415,000. That's a signal the economy is creating a modest number of jobs. But analysts say applications will have to drop further to make a dent in the persistently high unemployment rate. The latest data resume a downward trend in new jobless applications. There was a spike the previous week, but the government says that was because snowstorms led to temporary layoffs. Analysts put more stock in the less volatile four-week moving average of unemployment claims. It rose by 1,000 to 430,500 last week. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, investors were able to shake off some of their concerns about the situation in Egypt. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 20 points to close at 12,062. The Nasdaq was up 4 points. The S&P 500 rose 3 points today, closing at 1307. You're listening to NPR. Atlanta-based Delta Airlines says if fuel prices remain high, the carrier will likely have to boost fares and trim its growth plans. Delta President Ed Bastian saying today that even with fare hikes that began in December due to higher costs for fuel, more may be on the way. Currently, jet fuel is at $2.75 a gallon. That's up 11% from what the airline was paying in the fourth quarter of last year. Winter storm that dropped up to 20 inches of snow in northeast Oklahoma may be to blame for an accident that killed three people this morning. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports it's still unclear exactly what happened.
Local officials say a truck carrying up to eight people plunged 80 to 90 feet into the Spring River about 7 miles west of the Oklahoma-Missouri state line. Oklahoma Highway Patrol Lieutenant George Brown says investigators are trying to determine exactly what led to the accident.
We'll look at possible speeds of the vehicle in question. We'll look at icy road conditions and weather conditions, and this will be an extensive investigation that troopers will look into.
Brown says rescuers had to wade into frigid waters to get the victims away from the partially submerged truck. Five people were flown to hospitals in Oklahoma and Missouri for treatment. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
Some of the nation's top economists are looking at where they expect the economy to be down the road, with most anticipating some jobs growth this year. An Associated Press survey of economists says they expect the economy will create a net total of 2.2 million jobs. That's double the number generated last year. They're also forecasting an uptick in consumer spending. Most expect the growth in the economy and hiring to help bring the employment rate down to just under 9%. Better than the current unemployment rate, though still high by historical standards. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.